Bob Marley again is encouraging us to be bold enough to get up and stand up. And sometimes we take a position, well, it's not affecting me, it's not bothering any of my family members, we're cool. But is that enough? Is that enough? And I would dare say no. Because whatever affects another person, another family within our society, it does affect us all. So the lack of physical accessibility for those persons with mobility challenges, it affects the elderly population. It affects the pregnant woman or the mother with a young baby who may be using a stroller. When we think about access to information, do we think about how accessible our websites are, our social media pages are for the blind, the deaf, and those with psychiatric issues? Do we think to make them accessible for these groupings in particular with the color coding, the coding that will allow the blind to use their screen readers and access this information in real time like everybody else? Or when we think about transportation, how many have the freedom to jump on the bus? Do we think about those who are wheelchair users? Do we think about those individuals who have arthritis and so many other crippling conditions that makes it difficult for them to step up? Yes, whatever affects one affects all. Therefore, it's really important that you allow your voice to blend in with the voices of others who are calling for equal rights and justice. Come on down, Peter Tosh. Let's hear you.
Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice.
Justice. Tell me, how far is it from the bottom? Nobody knows, but everybody fighting to reach the top. How far is it from the bottom?
Just heard Peter Tosh reminding us about the importance of being just and allowing justice not only to be seen but to be felt as well. Let us experience true justice and equality. As I close off the program today, I truly want to say thank you for taking the time not only to listen to this program weekly, but to offer your comments, your ideas, your recommendations, your criticisms. It's all welcome. And I appreciate each of you for listening and spending the time with me. I also want to salute all those who have been on the Emancipation Walk for many years, for months, and even those of you who have joined in recent times. I thank you for adding your voices to those of the oppressed as we fight for our rights, as we fight for a society that's fit for all. Let's make Barbados one nation as we celebrate every citizen within this land. So I'll get Rev Blasted Mike to say thank you on behalf of so many parents of children with disabilities, on behalf of people with disabilities themselves, and all others who may be experiencing and have experienced oppression, repression, or suppression. So until next week, be good, be happy, and love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Thank you.